The Gap Theory. What's wrong with it?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the Answers book. Now, Ken, does it really matter if people believe in the so-called gap theory?
Well, at our Answers in Genesis conference in Edinburgh, Scotland, a young lady came up to me. She said, "I believed in the gap theory until I heard you tonight. My fiancé, who's a pastor, told me that I had to fit the millions of years and the dinosaurs in a gap between the first two verses of Genesis. Now, this has been a real stumbling block to me. I even started to doubt my salvation. What you've said makes so much sense. This has changed my life." I asked her what convinced her to give up this idea of the gap of millions of years between the first two verses of Genesis. She explained that she had never thought through the fact that it was Adam's sin that brought death into the world, and you couldn't have billions of dead animals millions of years before sin. I asked her, "Why did you want the millions of years in the first place anyway?" "Well," she said, "to be honest, it was because of what the evolutionary scientists were saying. I now realize that I was adding man's ideas to God's word." You know what? That's the real problem with the gap theory.
Dozens of what we're calling creation evangelists will be traveling to Athens this August for the Greek Olympics. Find out more about this unique evangelistic outreach when you go to our website, answersradio.com. While there, you'll notice all kinds of witnessing booklets to read and to download and print out for your friends. It's a free service of answersradio.com.